Divine Office. Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The King of Love, my Shepherd is, whose goodness fails me never. I nothing lack if I am His, and He is mine forever. Where streams of living water flow, my ransomed soul is leading. And where the verdant pastures grow with food celestial feeding, perverse and foolish oft I strayed, but yet in love He saw dark veil. I fear no ill with You, dear Lord, beside me. Your rod and staff my comfort still, Your cross before to guide. You spread a table in my sight, Your unction grace bestowing, and oh, a transport of delight from Your pure chalice flowing. And so through all the length of days, Your goodness fails me never. Good Shepherd, may I sing praise within Your house forever.
None but the Lord has done such marvels. His love endures forever.
None but the Lord has done such marvels. His love endures forever.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His love endures forever. give thanks to the God of gods, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his love endures forever. Who alone has wrought marvelous works, for his love endures forever. Whose wisdom it was made the skies, for his love endures forever. Who fixed the earth firmly on the seas, for his love endures forever. It was he who made the great lights, for his love endures forever. The sun to rule in the day, for his love endures forever. The moon and stars in the night, for his love endures forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
None but the Lord has done such marvels. His love endures forever.
He brought Israel out of Egypt with powerful hand and arm outstretched.
He brought Israel out of Egypt with powerful hand and arm outstretched.
The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, for his love endures forever. He brought Israel out from their midst, for his love endures forever. Arms outstretched with power in his hand, for his love endures forever. He divided the Red Sea in two, for his love endures forever. He made Israel pass through the midst, for his love endures forever. He flung Pharaoh and his force into the sea, for his love endures forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
He brought Israel out of Egypt with powerful hand and arm outstretched.
Give praise to the God of heaven. He has ransomed us from our enemies.
Give praise to the God of heaven. He has ransomed us from our enemies.
Through the desert, his people he led, for his love endures forever. Nations in their greatness he struck, for his love endures forever. Kings in their splendor he slew, for his love endures forever.
Sion, king of the Amorites, for his love endures forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his love endures forever.
He let Israel inherit their land, for his love endures forever. On his servant their land he bestowed, for his love endures forever. He remembered us in our distress, for his love endures forever.
And he snatched us away from our foes, for his love endures forever. He gives food to all living things, for his love endures forever. To the God of heaven, give thanks, for his love endures forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
God, our Creator, how wonderfully you made man. You transformed dust into your own image and gave it a share in your own nature. Yet you are more wonderful in pardoning the man who had rebelled against you. Grant that where sin has abounded, grace may more abound, so that we can become holier through forgiveness and be more grateful to you.
Give praise to the God of heaven. He has ransomed us from our enemies.
You will hear the word from my mouth.
You will tell others what I have said.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people, saying, "Observe the month of Abib by keeping the Passover of the Lord your God, since it was in the month of Abib that he brought you by night out of Egypt. You shall offer the Passover sacrifice from your flock or your herd to the Lord your God in the place which he chooses as the dwelling place of his name. You shall not eat leavened bread with it. For 7 days you shall eat with it only unleavened bread, the bread of affliction, that you may remember as long as you live the day of your departure from the land of Egypt. For in frightened haste you left the land of Egypt. Nothing leavened may be found in all your territory for 7 days, and none of the meat which you sacrificed on the evening of the first day shall be kept overnight for the next day. You may not sacrifice the Passover in any of the communities which the Lord your God gives you, only at the place which he chooses as the dwelling place of his name, and in the evening at sunset, on the anniversary of your departure from Egypt, shall you sacrifice the Passover. You shall cook and eat it at the place the Lord your God chooses. Then in the morning you may return to your tents. For 6 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh there shall be a solemn meeting in honor of the Lord your God. On that day you shall not do any sort of work. You shall count off 7 weeks, computing them from the day when the sickle is first put to the standing grain. You shall then keep the Feast of Weeks in honor of the Lord your God. And the measure of your own free will offering shall be in proportion to the blessing the Lord your God has bestowed on you. In the place which the Lord your God chooses as the dwelling place of his name, you shall make merry in his presence, together with your son and daughter, your male and female slave, and the Levite who belongs to your community, as well as the alien, the orphan, and the widow among you. Remember that you too were once slaves in Egypt, and carry out these statutes carefully. You shall celebrate the Feast of Booths for 7 days, when you have gathered in the produce from your threshing floor and winepress. You shall make merry at your feast, together with your son and daughter, your male and female slave, and also the Levite, the alien, the orphan, and the widow who belong to your community. For 7 days you shall celebrate this pilgrim feast in honor of the Lord your God, in the place which he chooses, since the Lord your God has blessed you in all your crops and in all your undertakings. You shall do naught but make merry. 3 times a year, then, every male among you shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Booths. No one shall appear before the Lord empty-handed, but each of you with as much as he can give, in proportion to the blessings which the Lord your God has bestowed on you. Your feast must be a time of rejoicing for you and your son and your daughter, for the Levite too and the stranger, for the orphan and the widow.
And then the Lord will bless you and fill you with joy.
See, even now, over the mountain, the messenger of good tidings comes. Peace, he cries out. Rejoice, Judah, and celebrate your feasts.
And then the Lord will bless you and fill you with joy.
From a homily by St. John Chrysostom, Bishop. Though housed in a narrow prison, Paul dwelt in heaven. He accepted beatings and wounds more readily than others reach out for rewards. Sufferings he loved as much as prizes. Indeed, he regarded them as his prizes and therefore called them a grace or gift.
Reflect on what this means. To depart and be with Christ was certainly a reward, while remaining in the flesh meant struggle. Yet such was his longing for Christ that he wanted to defer his reward and remain amid the fight. Those were his priorities. Now, to be separated from the company of Christ meant struggle and pain for Paul. In fact, it was a greater affliction than any struggle or pain would be. On the other hand, to be with Christ was a matchless reward. Yet for the sake of Christ, Paul chose the separation. But you may say, because of Christ, Paul found all this pleasant. I cannot deny that, for he derived intense pleasure from what saddens us. I need not think only of perils and hardships. It was true even of the intense sorrow that made him cry out, "Who is weak that I do not share the weakness? Who is scandalized that I am not consumed with indignation?" I urge you not simply to admire, but also to imitate this splendid example of virtue, for if we do, we can share his crown as well. Are you surprised at my saying that if you have Paul's merits, you will share that same reward? Then listen to Paul himself. "I have fought the good fight. I have run the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, a crown of justice awaits me, and the Lord, who is a just judge, will give it to me on that day, and not to me alone, but to those who desire his coming." You see how he calls all to share the same glory? Now, since the same crown of glory is offered to all, let us eagerly strive to become worthy of these promised blessings. In thinking of Paul, we should not consider only his noble and lofty virtues, or the strong and ready will that disposed him for such great graces. We should also realize that he shares our nature in every respect. If we do, then even what is very difficult will seem to us easy and light. We shall work hard during the short time we have on earth, and someday we shall wear the incorruptible, immortal crown. This we shall do by the grace and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom all glory and power belongs now and always through endless ages. Amen. Man of God, you must strive for holiness, goodness, fidelity, love, patience, and gentleness.
Fight the good fight of faith and win the prize of eternal life.
Preach nothing but sound doctrine.
Fight the good fight of faith and win the prize of eternal life.
O God, who adorned Saints Timothy and Titus with apostolic virtues, grant through the intercession of them both that, living justly and devoutly in this present age, we may merit to reach our heavenly homeland. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.